Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Playmaking is what sets things off, and when you're not making plays, it sucks, and we need to find ways to be able to make plays. And I mean, I've never seen a team run the same play as much as they ran it tonight and have as much success as they had. I'm out of words for it.
T.J. Watt out of words. I'll tell you what, the fan base has a lot of words, and none of them are good. Yeah. The Steelers' defense, bad. Most expensive in the NFL, and it is not playing good football. So you just heard T.J. Watt. He can't explain it. How bad is this defense? Which, if you're just tuning in, they've cut Darius Slay and added Asante Samuel Jr. to the active roster.
I'd say it's real comparable to the Ravens' defense. I mean, if you're looking for a comp for the Steelers, you found it in the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens giving up 350 yards a game, 26th. Steelers, 365, 28th. Ravens are giving up 5.4 per play. Steelers, 5.3. Ravens are giving up 4.4 per rush. Steelers, 4.3. Ravens are giving up 6.4 per pass. Steelers, 6.5. It's pretty similar. Like, third down, okay. It's a bit of a chasm there. 37% Ravens, 44% Steelers. Red zone, Ravens are better. But even pass rush, like despite them having more on the face of it, pass rushers, they're better. They're not great. I mean, they're 18th in pressure rate. I mean, Baltimore's 29th. So, like, there's a difference. But they're middle of the pack. Sack rate, they're middle of the pack. They don't really have a carrying trait other than they... Turnovers. Especially when they're at home, they tend to turn you over quite a bit, and they tend to turn you over, and it leads directly to points. But that's it.
Yeah, that's the only thing they can hang their hat on. And the lack of pass rush is jarring, because the Steelers, that's what they're known for, well, man.
And they've got guys, you would think.
Oh, yeah. Highsmith is making real money. T.J. Watt, they doubled down on him. Watt had one pressure in that game against the Bills. One. The Steelers have two quarterback hits as a team over their last two games, they're just not getting home. And Mike Tomlin already said that Derek Harmon's going to be ruled out this week.
Yeah,
and
that's big.
That's a big loss for them.
So I guess I'll ask a similar question that I asked about the Ravens offense a few minutes ago. Is this fixable?
We're this deep in the season.
I don't think it's fixable. Now, I think what happened last week could look more like an anomaly than not. I mean, I don't know that you're just going to be able to, you know, put your feature back on the field and have them run 20, you know, cutback runs for 250 yards. Like, I don't know. And that tends not to happen in the big leagues, like, with great regularity, and especially not, a week after it just happened. I think they're going to play with more fight and more venom here and fight for their season a little bit. And they are a tough team to kill off.
Mm-hmm. They're cockroaches.
They linger. But no, I don't buy their defense. I I mean, you, again, you can look at that. Like we talk about the Ravens and who's having blue chip seasons. Porter's a really good corner. He plays a little too emotional at times.
And a little handsy.
Yeah, but he's...
He can play.
But I'd rather have him be too physical than not physical enough. Like, he's legit. I don't know who else on that team is, on that defense, is thinking that they're having a really good season, that they're having the kind of season, in many cases, that their paycheck would portend.
I'm still worried about the turnovers, though. You're coming off a game in which you... had five giveaways, yeah. The Ravens. Mm-hmm. Then you cannot turn the ball over against this team, because, look, this should be an offense and a quarterback that this Ravens defense can kind of flex on a bit. This is a much different task than going up against Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase with a 42-year-old quarterback and a struggling offense.
I was joking last week that whatever the opposite of the irresistible force against the immovable object, that was Ravens-Bengals. But the one variable is Joe Burrow's a real quarterback and they have real players on offense. This week might be the opposite of the irresistible force against the immovable object, because you have two offenses that for different reasons can't get out of their own way, and two defenses that really aren't that good.
The other thing, Jason, is this Steelers offense does not attack the middle of the field, which is where this Ravens defense is vulnerable. Look, Warren catching the ball out of the backfield, that could be an issue.
But and Gainwell.
And Gainwell. But they don't attack the middle of the field. And also, they don't complete anything downfield. So this should be another big Kyle Hamilton game.
It should be. I'm guessing it's an under game. I'm guessing both teams played a little bit conservatively because of their many and multiple flaws.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I do get concerned, though, that all of a sudden a Watt and a Hayward and a Highsmith start feeling a little more healthy, and in some cases a little younger, when they watch some of this film against this offensive line. Like, this is one of the worst offensive lines in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And that tends to be a problem. And Lamar doesn't really trust him. And so you'd think, okay, the answer to that is to run the hell out of the football. And maybe they will. And you know what? Keaton Mitchell on some cutback runs could be a real problem for them.
Yes.
But I also think there's better times to catch them than after just that was a national game. They were just publicly humiliated.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Hey, I thought and we talk about this a lot, Bone. Every time you think they're dead, that's the kind of game they win. And they got out to that 7-0 lead. Like, I thought that was a game they were going to find a way to win. The Bills had the turnover early.
Two turnovers.
And then the second half was just a disaster.
Yeah, they got those two turnovers early and went into halftime up, but they did nothing right. They were shut out in three of the four quarters. They obviously only had the 7 points. But if you, and this is kind of where Jordan Stout could be an X factor looking ahead to Friday. I'm being serious, yeah. though. This offense can't drive the length of the field, talking about Pittsburgh, and score points. They just haven't proven the ability to do that.
Neither offense wants to play from behind.
Absolutely.
But somebody probably will have to. But as much as we've talked about the Ravens' first half offensive struggles, and they are real, Pittsburgh is not coming out and lighting it up.
But they also have gotten killed after halftime. Collectively.
Yeah.
Defense, they've struggled. And offense, of course, they've struggled.
Jason, one NFL note I want to hit you with before we step out. The Colts just released their kicker, Michael Badgley. Could Justin Tucker be the next kicker of the Indianapolis Colts? He did go to New Orleans for a workout, did not win the job. But now the Colts, who are a team that thinks of themselves as a playoff team, even though they are kind of fading, could Justin Tucker be their kicker?
Well, it's a little interesting to me in that there's been a lot of attention given to the fact that they're one of the very few teams in this league that have a hands-on, and in their case, a collective of women.
Yes.
Right? Irsay's daughters.
Yes.
I guess Kelsey's the sort of one who's out on the sidelines and everything. But it's not like it's New Orleans and there's, you know, Miss Benson inherited the team, but Mickey Loomis does whatever he wants. She's barely at the games, let alone stand on the sidelines. They are very hands-on. It's not even really like Strunk in Nashville, where she lives in Houston and the team's in Nashville.
Yeah.
So I just, given that, you know, when you Google Justin Tucker, the first thing that pops up, I wonder if they might be like,
Yeah, that's not for me. We shall see.
Maybe it doesn't matter at all. Maybe it doesn't matter anywhere.
Just win, baby.
Also, I wonder how great it went in New Orleans because he didn't get the job.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I've not seen any reporting on that.
Because the way they talked about it, when people found out about it, I think they wouldn't have shied away from doing it if he looked better than what they had.
Ravens got beat down in the second half versus Cincinnati at home. Can they be any better Sunday against the Steelers? We will ask Brian Wacker, who covers them for the Baltimore Sun, next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.